I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today is Bastille Day in France, but police are on alert for riots. Several French cities have seen violent protests and vandalism since a 17-year-old boy was killed by police over 2 weeks ago. Many protesters arrested have been youth and teens. Krista Bizadecki with Child Evangelism Fellowship says their Good News Clubs for Kids in France have been affected.
Parents are concerned about sending their children out into our Good News Clubs and other things that were happening for children in these weeks. A lot of cities are also enforcing curfews and asking that parents would just keep their children home, especially when a lot of the violence is starting with young people and teenagers.
Please pray for people and youth in France to sense their need for Jesus. By all accounts, Iran is one of the world's toughest places to be a Christian. However difficult it may be, gospel growth is not impossible. Lana Silk with Transform Iran.
In the West, we're busy trying to tell people about the good news, and we meet a lot of resistance. In Iran, people are coming to Jesus readily.
3 years ago, a secular survey revealed the number of Iranians identifying as Christian rose from less than 1% to 1.5%, roughly 1 million people.
In Iran, we don't have a shortage of converts.
Discipleship is the real challenge, and that's why Transform Iran is committed to making disciples who pass on what they've learned. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
This is a partnership. I can't be on the streets in Iran talking to the people face to face, and they can't do what they're doing without me enabling them, whether it's in prayer or in finance. There's a part that I can be playing here.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.